Our Voices Project acknowledges and honors that the lands we live, love, grow, work, and learn on are the ancestral homelands of the people of the Onondaga or the Seneca, one of the six nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, along with the Cayuga, who call themselves the Gayukono, the Onondaga, who call themselves the Onondaga, the Oneida, who call themselves Oneida, the Mohawk, who call themselves Genegahaga, and the Tuscarora, who call themselves Garure. We acknowledge that our society was founded upon exclusions and erasures of many Indigenous peoples through centuries of genocide and forced separation from family, culture, language, and from land, spirit, and mind. We acknowledge this violent history of seizure and displacement that allows us to be on this land not only as a recognition, but as a motivation for change. As filmmakers, we are committed to working to dismantle the ongoing legacies of settler colonialism through truth-telling. We invite you to join us in enacting justice by taking such steps as committing to making a recurring monthly donation to a Native-led organization, such as to Ganondagon State Historic Site in Victor, New York, and or Native Made in Rochester, New York. Visit these organizations and find out how you can volunteer your time and help support Native-led initiatives. Find out how Indigenous peoples are represented in your local school district's curricula and advocate for the historical truth-telling of ancestral land dispossession and genocide and the acknowledgement and celebration of Indigenous contributions, past and present. Learn about the Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women movement, created to advocate for the end of violence against Native women and to bring awareness to the high rates of disappearances and murders of Native people, particularly women and girls. Learn how you can help. Help work towards truth, healing, and justice for the Indian boarding school impacts by contributing to the National Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Representation in Cinema. Our Voices Project is a production company committed to providing a safe space and platform for Black, Brown, and Indigenous peoples to share experiences while dismantling destructive stereotypes perpetuated in the media through visual storytelling and truth-telling. In this podcast, we talk about the many ways in which Black, Brown, and Indigenous peoples are portrayed in films. We address the things that we love seeing, the tropes and stereotypes that Hollywood continues to perpetuate on screen, and what representation we'd like to see moving forward. I'm Jackie McGriff, founder, director, and co-producer for Our Voices Project.
And I'm Courtney Schaus, co-producer and education outreach facilitator. Before we get into our discussion, we want to let our listeners know about our weekly newsletter. Be the first to learn about podcast content, upcoming screenings and talkbacks and other related events, new podcast episodes, film projects, and other news by visiting our website at ourvoicesproject.com and sign up on the homepage.
So y'all, it's been a whole year since we recorded an episode of Representation in Cinema, and we wanted to update our listeners on what we've been up to in the last year that has kept us from recording more episodes. We're definitely changing that this year, along with some exciting new things that we're looking forward to, all of which we're going to be sharing in today's episode. So, where I want to start is, of course, with 2023. Yeah, so life. So, for starters, with me, so I, back in 2021 and then going into 2022 was like, where I was working at University of Rochester in the Office of Alumni Relations. There was a lot just going on. And so there was like a lot of transition. And then it was just adding more stress. And at the time I was also, or I still am, well, I was a part-time photographer, owner of Jackie Photography, and is really trying to build that up. And so with, again, a lot of the just my full-time job becoming more stressful, I decided that, you know what, I could make more and also be able to really just like build my own schedule, you know, work around my own schedule and everything like that. So I decided to make a leap. And this, of course, also meant me leaving the university also meant I would need to leave business school because I was going to Simon at the time. And of course, college or going back to school costs money. And so as an employee, I was able to get a waiver or a huge waiver and everything. And of course, then leaving the university would mean that I would no longer have access to that. So in making that decision, there's a lot that, you know, that I had to change with that. But of course, you know, that would mean leaving the stress of that job and then going into work for myself full time. So being my own boss and everything. And of course, with that comes, you know, other stressors. But I figured, you know what, like, I'd rather deal with those stresses than what I was going through at the time. So there's, again, been a lot of transition in that. And so I was just trying to build my business. And then on top of that, like investing more time and energy, not only in that, but also in Our Voices project.
Yeah. So much like you, Jackie, I experienced a lot of transition in 2023. I've been switched my career, stayed with the same company, but am in a new career, and have been focused on that, focused on a lot of family dynamic changes, transitions. My sons are getting older and moving on through their journey of life and have needed some guidance and help in that direction. Also, I've spent a great deal of time reprioritizing and trying to really hone in on what's most important to me and to my family and where to best put my efforts. Mm-hmm. And I did make the decision to step down from the school board, and to really focus in on work, family, Our Voices project. And I do remain on the steering committee for Showing Up for Racial Justice Rock. And so I do remain committed to doing this work and to doing things that bring me joy, which is why I'm here. So just a lot, though, a lot for both of us. So I know we've been putting everything that we have into this, I know we're excited about 2024. So
absolutely. So before we get into 2024, going back and just again continue to reflect on 2023. So as I said, we've been putting more time and energy into Our Voices project, and so we wanted to catch y'all up on what we've been up to. So starting with the podcast. Now, as we said, because of all of what was happening and everything like that, just both personally and professionally, we were only able to record one podcast episode, but that, of course, podcast episode was awesome. Shout out to Jason Barber for an amazing episode about Latino representation, where we celebrated and discussed Edward James Olmos, a legend, his career and legacy. We talked in great detail about a few of his films. Make sure you go back to our website at ourvoicesproject.com/podcast, where you can listen to that episode. At the top of the year, we covered five films. You can go back and listen to all those five films and then also go watch those films. And then let us know what you think about them. So we were able to record at least one podcast episode. And again, like I said, it was an awesome episode. So go check that out. Courtney, you want to tell us about?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So we, were able to focus on growing awareness of Our Voices project in the community, and we're able to do some presentations and workshops in our local communities. We worked with SUNY Brockport in their leadership with program with our student coalition. This includes participation in SUNY Brockport's Many Paths to Leadership, where we presented our presentation on leadership and social justice through truth telling. We did two sessions for college students where we also included our students from our student coalition. We actually participated in the virtual anti-racist education conference sponsored by the Anti-Racist Curriculum Project, where we also presented on racial and social justice through truth telling. We presented at Henrietta Public Library, again, racial and social justice through truth telling. We provided an overview of Our Voices project and actually shared clips from our films. We also had the opportunity to share everything Our Voices project with the African American Employed Resource Group at Excellus. In terms of events this year, we also had many opportunities to showcase Our Voices project, particularly Jackie, when she was a guest panelist at the WXXI Classical Presents Chevalier screening at the Little. We were at Black Kids Matter Celebration in collaboration with the Penfield Anti-Racist Alliance. We participated in EE Pathways Expo, Metro Boom Back to School Health and Harmony Expo. And we also had a show at Fringe this year. We showed our movie Identity, and we had the screening of the movie and a talk back where we included students who were involved in the original film which we did in 2021.
Yeah.
And so we were able to show the film and have a couple of students that were part of that original screening come back and talk to an audience about what that experience was like. We also were able to show This Is My Grandmother, Carol and Bev. It was a film premiere at Pittsburgh Community Library, and we also participated in the Native Made Market as a sponsor. That was in November.
Yeah, and it's an annual event, and I was like, I'm always super excited to do that. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, as you can tell, we've been doing a lot, which is, again, why we wanted to, like, chat and talk, or we wanted to chat about, like, everything that we've been up to, and as you can see, we have been busy. Some things that have also been going on virtually, so for those of you who may not be aware, we are on all the platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I refuse to call it X. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No one on that app, by the way, is calling it X. We're all calling it Twitter still, so whatever. We're also on TikTok, and we are building our YouTube channel as well. Mm-hmm. And so on social media, specifically mostly like Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter. So last year, we always like to call attention to, of course, things going on in pop culture. So that is references to, like, so for instance, the Golden Globes and the Oscars, and commenting, you know, the different movie nominations that are coming through, especially since, and I'm going to amend a quote by Issa Rae here, but we are rooting for everybody, Black, Brown, and Native. And yes, yes. For those of you who are not familiar with Issa Rae and her amazingness, yeah, she had a quote that said, you know, we're rooting for everybody Black. We also give our takes on, or rather, well, I'm giving my very loud takes on movies, but particularly one that I just felt that, and I still feel that, not enough people know about, was Lakota Nation versus the United States. So I was urging people everywhere on social to go and watch this film. Seriously, please go find Lakota Nation versus the United States. I had actually posted the review also on TikTok, and a family member from the family who produced the film reached out and said his appreciation for sharing about the film. So I'm gonna have to track him down, and he's now following us on TikTok. So I'm gonna have to track him down. We're gonna have to talk about the film, because seriously, y'all need to expeditiously. You need to watch that film. We also talked about ways to push for anti-racist education, and some of the ways in which we do that on our socials is every year. So on Dr. King's birthday, we like to share quotes. In particular, this campaign is called Dr. King Quotes You Won't See Today, because everyone loves quoting those two or three quotes from I Have a Dream, and I'm tired. His legacy goes beyond I Have a Dream. And in fact, he actually walked back a lot of those things because it was too ambitious, because he was dealing with, say it with me, white moderates at the time. So we like to share all of these quotes from sermons and speeches that you may not have heard. So we did that. We also shared about how Thanksgiving is actually a myth. It's a lie. A lot of indigenous folks, actually, all of them, honor the day of mourning, the National Day of Mourning, which is a protest and march that takes place every year in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's really a time to educate the general public on what that day actually is and what Thanksgiving actually means for Indigenous folks. It's also a call for land sovereignty. It's also a call for land back. And it's also a chance for Indigenous folks from all over North America to stand in solidarity with one another. And so we shared words from the main organizer about that day. And then we also had a statement about Palestine. And so all day, every day, it's Free Palestine. We're standing on the side of humanity, means standing with the oppressed, given the literal genocide being committed by the State of Israel right now. And you can go to ourvoicesproject.com/Palestine. To read the full statement and access resources, we have a ton that we've been paying attention to, just as far as keeping up to date on, of course, the history, as well as the journalists on the ground and the educators and the storytellers who we are uplifting. Yeah, so that's what we've been, at least that's what we've been up to as far as on our platform. Like I said, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube.
Yes. Okay. So in progress at the end of 2023, as we closed out the year, we had a couple of different projects going. We are still seeking involvement for our student coalition. So we're looking to recruit students from all 21 districts in Monroe County. We are restructuring the student coalition to provide a platform for students to share their voices. This will be a podcast format, and we are going to be sharing more information forthcoming. And for more information on our student coalition, you can go to our website. Also, we have some films that are in post-production. Our cinematographer, Deborah Alvarez, had to step down for personal reasons in 2023, which meant that we really had to shift our priorities. And so we do have a film, This Is My Grandmother, which is still in post-production. We did mention that we did have a premiere of This Is My Grandmother earlier in November. That was only 1/3 of the film. Mm-hmm. There's actually 3 chapters in the film. But we're currently screening the completed part of the film to actually raise money to get the rest of the film completed. So we're still on that journey of post-production for This Is My Grandmother.
Absolutely. And then towards the end, so around like late December, we started prepping for our next project. So earlier in the podcast, I mentioned about what we do every year on Dr. King's birthday is, like, again, sharing quotes from sermons and speeches, you know, of course, by Dr. King. What we decided to do for this year was instead have local students recite excerpts from many of those same sermons and speeches and everything like that. And what we entitled the video project was Messages from a King. So we started filming towards the end of December, and we had local students, some from Irondequoit High School, one from East Rochester, and they recited, again, like I said, they were excited, or they were reciting excerpts and everything. And then what we did was I edited those and we posted them at the start of January leading up to Dr. King's birthday. And on that final, on that day, on his birthday, we had Beyond Vietnam, which we found, I mean, all of the speeches, of course, are still relevant to this day. But I also felt too that on his birthday, given just everything that's going on, that would be an appropriate excerpt to share with everybody. Of course, what this usually brings is a lot of people to our page. Many people who did not know who our Voices Project was before definitely know who we are whenever we post these. But it's not about engagement. That's always a nice bonus. But what this really is, again, is about bringing more awareness to more of who Dr. King truly was, which is a revolutionary. We also were prepping for another project. It's a short film entitled Being Black in America, which I will get into in a little bit, actually, because this leads into what our 2024 goals are. So you've heard everything that we've been doing in 2023. And so now we are, of course, at the top of 2024. And like I said, what we're trying to do is really focus more on connecting now with the film community. Like I said, we've had to really switch our priorities. And of course, we are a production company. So we want to connect more with film industry professionals, in addition to supporting local activism and anti-racism in education and filmmaking. And so with that, we're also going to For our podcast and everything. We're still going to discuss films. Of course, that's what we do here. We're not just a production company. We're also film fans. So we are still going to discuss films and how, you know, Black, Brown, Indigenous peoples are represented. We're also going to invite industry professionals, activists, leaders to promote conversations about how the film industry is representing different groups, and what is being done well and just what needs to be done better. So things that you have been getting, we're just going to be inviting more people who work in the industry. We also want to focus our discussions on bigger picture things as well. So the issues that are really being brought to the forefront that we want to expand on, in films. And we had so many great films. Like I mentioned before, we had Lakota Nation versus the United States. We also had films like The Blackening and Angry Black Girl and Her Monster, Black Barbie, They Cloned Tyrone, Past Lives. So many films that we would have loved to talk about, and we still can. Mm-hmm. But to expand on the many topics that are brought up in these films, I've been wanting to talk about these forever. Because there's so many topics that we can go on and invite people in just to have like these broader discussions about the issues that all of these films bring up.
There's going to be at least one version of Tyrone that'll be ready for you when you get to the discussion. It's going to be fine. Producer Chris Lindstrom. Boom.
Thanks, Chris. One version. Oh, geez. You know what? I was going to make a joke. I'm not going to do that now. We don't have time, Jackie. Okay. So, and now I lose my, this is what happens, okay? Whenever someone brings up John Boyega on this podcast, and I all of a sudden I just lose all sense.
I mean, anyway, I get flustered when I watch him on screen.
I mean, you know.
So good.
It's hard not to do, you know? Okay, so anyway, getting back on track. Thanks, Chris. So we want to talk to you just to wrap this up as far as what our goals and everything, what our outlook is for 2024. We are looking at screening opportunities. So you will have heard throughout this podcast us mention three of our films. So that is This Is My Grandmother, Being Black in America, and Identity. So for all of our listeners, you know, maybe you've been here since day one, or maybe you're just now tuning in. But Our Voices Project, like we said, we are a production company, and so we are constantly churning out projects. And so you definitely have, anyone who's listening has an opportunity to book us for a screening, because we love showing our films. We love talking about our films. We love bringing in people from the community, leaders, people who are involved in the film, who are subjects of the films. We love bringing them in and having discussions with you all. So, to mention, the first one is This Is My Grandmother. The film chronicles the stories of two Indigenous families, one of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin and one of the Tuscarora Nation. These stories, told across three generations, cover growing up both on and outside of the reservation, traditions and cultural norms, and the lack of Indigenous history in classrooms. And like we said, we do have a third of the film edited. So that is the clip that that's the part of the film that we've been showing. And so following the screening, we usually have a panel discussion, and it's with Kevin and Catherine, our partners on this film, as well as featured storytellers in the film and other Indigenous folks with stories about the impacts of their grandmothers. So that is one opportunity. The next one is, of course, Being Black in America, which is our newest short film. Whenever we see Black Americans talking about Blackness, it's always something posed to individuals talking directly to the audience, when this is something that Black Americans often discuss amongst family and in community with each other on a regular basis. Now, Being Black in America shows an array of different thoughts and attitudes behind Blackness and what it means to everyone on a personal level by asking one central question: what does being Black in America mean to you? It's a question that's asked in so many ways on screen indirectly and never seen as a conversation amongst ourselves as Black Americans, but directly at the camera to a general audience. Our film, however, turns that on its head and makes the audience a bystander, not a participant. Right now, so this film is in post-production and it's in prep for our premiere on Wednesday, February 21st at 6:15 p.m. at Pittsford Community Library. We're super excited about showing y'all this film. We're going to hear from the participants in the film and then hear questions from the audience for our panelists. It's free and open to the public. Again, that's Wednesday, February 21st at 6:15 p.m. at Pittsford Community Library. Gabrielle Branigan, who has been on our podcast before and is a local educator, it was also in the film, we'll also be moderating our discussion. So there's also an opportunity to do that. So if you cannot make February 21st event and you also want to host a screening, please reach out to us. Like I said, you can go to our website, ourvoicesproject.com, and find out how you can book us for a screening. And last but definitely not least is our film Identity that we shot back in 2021. Which is a short film that documents conversations among high school students discussing their identities and the impact that identity has had on them individually and in our society. You can also visit our website to see clips from back when we premiered it at Fringe last year, a Rochester Fringe Festival. You can also fill the screening interest form so that we can schedule a date and time to meet to discuss screening the film and the programming around it. So, again, to all of our listeners, we'd love to stay connected with you, to host screenings wherever you are, to uplift Black, Brown, and Indigenous voices, and foster deeper discussions within our communities. You can visit us at ourvoicesproject.com and look up all of our projects, Identity, This Is My Grandmother, and Being Black in America. Fill out the screening interest form on each movie info page so that we can meet with you to discuss programming around each film. We are super excited about what 2024 has to bring. Courtney, anything else for our listeners?
I think you did a great job, Jackie. I think you covered everything. Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your support of Our Voices Project and our Representation in Cinema podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and at ourvoicesproject.com for more information about all that we do. You can also sign up for our newsletter there, too, to be the first to get notifications about new podcast episodes, film projects, upcoming panel discussions, and updates about our student coalition. You can listen to this episode and others under Representation in Cinema on any of the platforms listed on our website at ourvoicesproject.com/podcast.
This has been a presentation of the Lunch Hour Podcast Network.